Flanked by police officers on either side, community members, organizers, and activists marched through the streets carrying signs that read Black Lives Matter, End Police Brutality, and Simply Resist. The demonstration was spurred by the recent death of Freddie Gray, a black man in Baltimore who died following injuries he sustained while in police custody. In Providence, the crowd convened at Classical High School before marching downtown and demonstrating at City Hall and the Public Safety Complex. 53-year-old Providence resident Tyrone McKinney was one of the people marching.
I got my grandkids with me, letting them know that black lives do matter, not only black lives, but other lives as well. They lost their father in the battle of the streets out here, so as a result of that, they need to be out here marching right along with me for equality and uplift of their community.
Demonstrators say police-community relations are poor and tensions are high. The police present had no comment. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.